were the things when we went through the decision?
Seth Wilner is teaching a class on whole farm planning to a crowd of about 30 farmers in Boscawen.
Review for me kind of how that went.
It looks pretty much how you'd expect a farming class to look. Students range from 20-somethings to 60-somethings, and most everyone is wearing faded Carhartts or Dickies. Except for one thing.
Are you raising your hand? Steve? No? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that funny pause? Steve Holt isn't actually in the room. His image is up on a huge flat-screen TV being broadcast from an office in Newport. This is just one way that the Cooperative Extension is learning how to play the cards that the budget dealt them. They can't afford to offer classes all over the state anymore. So they're using telecommuting to preserve their reach. Teacher Seth Wilner has been a county educator for the Extension for 12 years. He says things are really different since the budget got cut.
It used to be that if anyone in my county called me up and said, I need help with 4 apple trees, I have 2 llamas and a goat, can you come out and look at my pastures, that I would be able to help them.
Last year, lawmakers chopped nearly half of the state's share of funding to the university system. Much of that was made up through layoffs and benefit cuts. The Cooperative Extension lost 27 employees, 17% of their staff. Wilner says there's no doubt the cuts have had an impact.
So if you have 4 apple trees, we'll kind of direct you to a kind of group pruning workshop, which we offer, maybe to the web, maybe to fact sheets, and we just can't offer all the services.
This comes at a bad time. Teachers say the local food and organic farming movements have ginned up interest in lots of the Cooperative Extension classes recently. Wilner tells me about his typically quiet tree pruning course.
I've been offering pruning workshops in Sullivan County for 12 years. Like, how big of an audience can it be now, right? So March 6th, 78 people came to the first one. All right, you figure the second one's going to have 15. 110 came last Saturday. So you get 190 people coming to 2 pruning workshops.
A testament to the growing interest is that not everyone who comes to agricultural classes looks like a stereotypical New Hampshire hayseed. James Clark sports tattoos all up and down the gigantic arms that stick out of his black sleeveless shirt. He and his wife Kelly are looking to start a farm, and they say they don't really know how.
So, you know, if it weren't for the Cooperative Extension, where would you go?
I have no idea. I'd probably Google it. You know what I'm saying? Because
we Google everything.
Yeah.
Despite the challenge of having to find fat to trim, most people at the Extension are looking forward, not back. Lisa Townsend is assistant director. She says the budget was a catalyst that got changes started.
It was time for us to take a fresh look at things. These were things that we really needed to do anyway.
Townsend says these are changes that are going to keep the Extension accessible and relevant in this new stripped-down era. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.